Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, everybody. 3:30 Wednesday at the Java.net Community Corner. And our next talk is Bruno Ghisi and Lucas Torri talking about Marge, the Java Bluetooth framework. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, it's working? Okay, welcome everybody. I'm Lucas Torri. This is my friend Bruno Ghisi. We'll talk about the Project Marge. Basically, it's a Java Bluetooth framework to help developers make Java applications that use Bluetooth in an easier way. And so let's start. So first we'll talk about what's Bluetooth, then about the GSR82, that's the specification from GCP that brings Bluetooth to the Java world, and talk about Project Marge, explain what it is, show some demos, links to go further, and open some space for questions and answers. So Bluetooth is a technology created by Ericsson Mobile, not the Sony Ericsson. It was itself in 1994, especially for cable replacement and devices wirelessly, and it works in the ES band. It's the band used for
industry scientific medical
devices, and works in a short range from 1 to 100 meters, and it's controlled, maintained by the Bluetooth SIG. Is the special interest group. Is the group is a group from companies, more than 9,000 companies like Motorola, Nokia, and others that control the future of Bluetooth. And today we have more than 1 billion of devices in the world that use Bluetooth. Just to have an idea, it's more than the number of personal computers we have in the world.
Yeah, like these devices include TVs and whatever.
Yeah, we can find like printers, yeah. Cell phones, game controllers, like the PS3 has a Bluetooth controller. PDAs and the headsets for cell phones and many other places.
So I'm gonna talk a little about JSR2. It is Java APIs for Bluetooth. It used to be called Java APIs for Bluetooth Wireless Technology. So if you search in Google like JABTT, you still find a lot of stuff. The JSR was specified by Motorola. The specification started at, the specification started 2000, and 2 years later you got a first version. Now they, in 2006 they got another review, but didn't have done much more, just clarify some points. And right now you got a new review that's the same version, but a new review is the draft 3 that will be available in the end of this year, but not adding much stuff on it. It got Java MES target because it's based on GCF. GCF is the generic connect framework. In Java MES, you don't have Java.NET, Java.io. You got the GCF that reduced the framework for that kind of stuff. And it's specifying CLDC 1.0. CLDC is the base configuration for mobiles. Most of mobiles run CLDC. Who knows Java ME? There is another configuration that's CDC. And basically has two packages. The JavaX Bluetooth, that's the core. It contains the protocols for service discover protocol and the two communications protocol, LDOSCAP and RFCON. And the other package is JavaX.obex. This is our optional package in JSR2, so you can have mobiles without that package. And OBEX is a kind of HTTP, like is a high-level protocol with headers and that kind of stuff.
And requests and responses.
Yeah, it's based on requests and responses.
Yeah.
So, hey, a point around that is very difficult to start. Like, you need to learn a lot about, if you want to do something. So that's why I created Mart Project, like to make Java and Bluetooth easier. And Mart Project is a framework and has a lot of demo applications. And if you don't know the name, watch Simpsons, Marge, that mother with blue hair. Like, you got the logo right in the right side, is Marge Dookie. And it just had the first birthday a month ago or something, on April 1st. It's not a lie, but... All right, and it's hosted on Mobile Embedded Community on java.net. Here's the Mobile Embedded Community logo. And you can find Marge at marge.dev.java.net. Like, you got a lot of the infrastructure of JavaNet, like mailing lists, wiki, forum, subversion, issue tracker, and the license of the project LGPL. So if you want to do something commercial, we can go ahead and make it. So basically, I'm going to talk now about the framework. The name is Marge Core, is the core, the framework. And then it's an abstraction of JavaX Bluetooth. As I've said before, there are two main packages, the OBEX and this one. And the framework just take care right now this package. We have plans to make a high level of the other press as well. And you can use Marge in Java ME or Java CE. It's just a jar. You just pun it, and it works on both platforms. For Java CE, you need a JSRE2 implementation. You can find some open source ones like Aventana that's commonly used for Linux and BlueCove that's commonly used for Windows. But right now, the BlueCove project is supporting Linux that got the Bluetooth stack is BlueZ. They are now supporting. We have tried and it's working. So we are in the third release, the 0.5. And the jar has almost 34 kilobytes, not obfuscated. Like, if you are going to do a Java ME application, maybe you're going to obfuscate and you reduce that.
And you can shrink the size of the...
So basically here is the structure. Marge is located above the JSRE2, so you can do an application using Marge, and even like you can still call JSRE2, but you don't need it. Go ahead.
So the structure of the core of the project. We have now 24 classes that are divided into 5 packages. The packages are the mainly 5 packages, right? And the inquiry package, the factory package, the entity package with configurations, communication with a new feature called Layer that can provide some abstraction to you, implement protocols over Marge, and the autocon that we'll talk more about this later. But usually in Bluetooth, to start a communication, you have 4 processes. The inquiry process, where you search for all Bluetooth devices in area. Then you have the service discovery, where you have to discover the service that the device that you choose provides. And after that you choose the service you want to connect, you create the connection and start the communication. And the AutoConnect is a new feature we create in Project Marge that allows you to connect two Bluetooth devices using just a line of code. So for that, you create a server. And here it is, use AutoConnect, create server, where you pass the name of the server you want to use, communication listener, that is the listener that will receive all messages sent to this device. And the connection listener, that in the server is the listener that will receive some message when someone enters the server.
Yeah, because the connection is asynchronous, you had a listener that will return the server device and the other that has connected. And this other listener is based like the communication listener is a listener that will receive the incoming message, the byte array. So...
Okay, and then you can create a client to connect to the server. And it's pretty much the same thing. You got AutoConnect and create a client using the same server name. And you have a communication listener to receive all these messages. And you have this just returns the client device that is the device you use to send messages to all, the entire network. This is great. We have done this to to make it even simpler to create Bluetooth applications, but you can't control what in which device they will connect. So it has its pros and cons. So why you should use Marge? We provide a higher abstraction of the GSRA2 that's very complicated to start using. And we can provide a reusability for common code and avoid duplication of this code, like the process of inquiry and service discovery that you have to do all the time you want to start a communication. And you can customize clients and servers using the configuration objects through the factories. And you don't have to open connections and control these connections. It's all done automatically by Marge, and you just receive this connection using listeners. All packages can be used independently. Like you can use it just the search for devices package to just know if a Bluetooth device is in the area independently from the rest of the code. And you have auto connect a lot of demos in the project to help you starting. A great documentation and a community that's growing. And even we are evolving and new features are coming, and we are discussing all this in our user list.
So we got some demos.
Yeah.
Like here's an example of what you can use in Marge. Like whatever runs in a JVM you can use in Marge. Like we have done some demo applications using JavaFX, Jython, JRuby, JavaC, JavaME. Basically, Lucas can show he's controlling this presentation is using Moo. The logo right there is an open source project.
It's a mobile. It's an open office extension you install in your open office. And you have a client in your cell phone that connects to the desktop, and you can control your presentation over Bluetooth by using our mobile.
Yeah, basically it works in Linux, Windows, and Mac as well. Doesn't work in Solaris because Solaris doesn't support Bluetooth yet.
Yeah.
But what else? Like,
we have this demo showing about using just the search for device package. We had put a LED on desktop, and every time I enter my room with my mobile, this LED turns on to show that I am there.
Yeah, just a proof of concept that the environment can detect that you are in, so you could do a lot of stuff. Maybe, like, when you left, like, turn off your computer or something, just close the session.
And this is just using the inquiry package of the Marge product.
Yeah, so we don't have live demos, just this one that we are using, because we couldn't got more mobiles. We need a lot of mobiles to make some nice demos, but we are going to show a video. Maybe of you guys have seen it before. We have done for a mobile embedded contest.
But no problem.
It's just a funny video that presents the project. It was a contest promoted by Mobile Embedded. Like, we won the open source technology category.
We were supposed to do a creative video about the project and.
Yeah.
To help the developers.
I'm using the same shirt.
In Java, it uses the JSRA2.
Okay.
I built it to facilitate.
So it's kind of a talk show where Bruno, the developer of the project, is being interviewed by the big head guy.
Yeah.
That's me.
And the guy doesn't give too much attention to the project. He's drinking, answer the phone, and that kind of stuff. That's sometimes like open source, you try a lot of stuff, but sometimes you don't have support. That's how they say, like a kind of idea, this stuff.
So, I have heard there are some examples of them. Yeah, we bring that. So, let's see. Yeah, now run the tape.
here, all these projects are in the demos area, is all open source. This is a blue Pong game, you know, the Pong game. This is, you can play using Bluetooth. Like, we have fixed some stuff because the pads are in the middle of the screen. We are not good game developers. Yeah. So this another stuff, the blue chat, is just a simple chat to use in exams and that kind of stuff. You can have up to 7 devices connected in one device. That's a Bluetooth stuff. You can have a 7 device connect on it. So you can extend mass with a lot of device connected. It's called Piconet. So this is another game, a simple round game, is a tic-tac-toe using Bluetooth. Different clients, like a big one and a small one. And so here is go the Mu project. At that time it was just a simple demo, was running in the IDE, but now we have package for OpenOffice and all that kind of stuff. It's Mu, moo.dev.java.net. It's mobileopenoffice.org. We have plans to do more stuff, not only with Bluetooth, but using mobile and OpenOffice. So. The credits. A lot of people working, as you can see, Bruno, Lucas, Marge, Bruno, Lucas, Lucas, Bruno. Bruno. Assistant.out to print out. So, we got another video. This video was made using JavaFX script. Gene Weaver done that. It's a Tetris game, and we just have made a remote controller using Bluetooth, so you can play Tetris in your bed. It's just to show that there is a little integration between JavaFX and Java, and you can use Marge, like whatever runs in a JVM, you can use Marge.
Yeah, and these are not the only demos that we have in project. Yeah. We also have more in the website of the project.
And yeah, like we don't have here, but in our session, we used invite people to play, do you know that Pong game? Like, but each one controlling a single device, like one got the right pad and the other the left, and they both controlling the screen. So we couldn't have do that because we don't have more device here, as I said, but there is a video. If you got interested, just go there and take a look.
Yeah, so here are the links for useful stuff. They have Athena Bluetooth. It's the implementation of GASRID2 for desktops. And also the Blue Cove. It's another very good implementation.
Yeah, this one runs just on Linux, over BlueZ. This one I recommend you was just for Mac OS and Windows, but now for Linux as well. It used to be an Intel project that they gave to the community. A Russian guy is supporting. And Rococo Software is one of the companies that have specified the JSRE2, and they give away simulators, Bluetooth simulators, if you have an open source project or whatever. The guy is really nice. This is a mailing list for the biggest in the world for Bluetooth and Java. The specification page. There is a Mobile Embedded Community Bluetooth Wiki resource. You can find a lot of links there. We are always insert stuff. And Project Marge and Project Mu to control your OpenOffice. And here we go. So that's it.
So thank you everybody for coming. These are our email and our blogs in java.net.
Yeah, we wrote about Bluetooth, but also about mobile and that kind of stuff, if you got interest. So we got some stickers like that we're going to give you away. And
so if anybody has any question, yeah.
So what's next? apps that you demoed available online?
Sorry?
Is the code for the Bluetooth apps that you demoed available online?
Yeah, they are available in the MOOC project that we showed before. You can enter the website, download it all, compile by yourself, or just get the compiled package.
So what do you have planned next for the project?
A few improvements on the core itself, and also another demos. And we are kind of discussing that, and we invite you all to come to the user list, and you have if you have some just, idea.
Just another. We're gonna give we just got only one T-shirt. Who answers it first, you get in. What's the question? Like, does anybody know what's the beer that Homer drinks?
No.
All right, he got a T-shirt. All right.
Okay, so answering your question again, we are inviting everybody to go to the user list of the project and start talking. We got some guys trying to do GPS stuff using Marge, using GPS device that works over Bluetooth, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay, that was Bruno Gysi and Lucas Torrey with Marge, Java Bluetooth Framework. And next talk is our Q&A session coming up at 4 o'clock. Thank you very much.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.